Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. If you're on a mobile device or a tablet, you're going to want to go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. Again, that's m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, you can certainly go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can send us an email at marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. I'm going to plug this again, and every week until the unveiling of the episode, I am looking for weird claims stories. So if you have a weird claim story, I would love to hear about it and add it to a podcast that we're going to be putting together here at the end of summer. Just before Labor Day, we're going to have that podcast where we will share with you weird claim stories, stuff that just really strange as far as what was covered, surprises as far as a surprise is what was covered. So if you have one, that would be great. Again, I mentioned this again and again. I can go on the internet all day long. Internet is a wonderful source of information. And I can find story upon story upon story about weird claims that have been paid out by insurance carriers. But I want to make this more of a personal connection with our listeners. So I really want to hear listener stories about weird claims that they've had dealt with, or maybe a relative has dealt with. So shoot me an email, marsiliains@gmail.com, with your weird claim story, and we will add that to the podcast we're going to do at the end of summer. Now, summer's just beginning. First day of summer was yesterday, and first official day of summer, I should say. And all this month, we will be talking about different things that you do out of doors. During the summer, we've talked about hiking safety, biking safety. So this week, I wanted to look at amusement park safety. Now, everybody's going to be going to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Cedar Point, Great America, maybe even a local amusement park that you have near you. The one near us is going to be Michigan's Adventure, which I believe is owned by the same company that owns Cedar Point. Just smaller parks in and around where you live. And also, you got to think about fairs, traveling carnivals, that kind of thing. So I thought that today we would talk about amusement park safety. And I found this article from the blog SafeWise with tips on how to be safe while visiting the amusement parks this summer. Some things can't be avoided, like at Michigan's Adventure, we just had a roller coaster that stopped, and it took several hours to get people off because it was one of those hanging coasters where it's not cars, it's you're sitting in a seat and your legs are dangling, that kind of thing. So they had to go up and individually get people down one at a time instead of being able to like undo a row at a time in a car. So but on the other hand, other hazards and potential health issues can be avoided by following these simple tips. And these tips, again, are provided by the blog SafeWise. And if you go to our website, either m.hollandshometownagency.com, if you're on a smartphone or a tablet, or mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, I'll have a link to this blog article, will have links to everything, including a news article on the roller coaster that stopped at Michigan's Adventure, which I thought was kind of harrowing, but kind of neat because it happened to an amusement park that was local. The first of the tips is the sun. Nothing can ruin fun faster than a severe burn. Make sure to apply sunscreen before heading to the park and apply it at least every 2 hours. While at the park, more often if you're at a water park, follow directions and throw away sunscreen past the use-by date. Now, that is one that I didn't realize that, and it makes sense. Everything has an expiration date, basically. Food has an expiration date. Just all kinds of things have a best-by date or a expiration date. Medications. That was why I was thinking of medications. So when you think about sunscreen, there are chemicals and whatnot in sunscreen, and over time they tend to degrade and become less protective. So you certainly don't want to use a sunscreen that has passed its use-by date for that fact. I mean, you're going to be getting less protection and could actually harm yourself by using sunscreen that was not in its prime, I guess. So certainly use sunscreen. And the other thing I didn't realize is that even if you're on land, you need to reapply it every 2 hours. I would have thought that when you're on land, you've got the sunscreen on you, so it's not going to be washed off by water or anything like that. But then I thought a little bit more. Sweat. You're going to be sweating while you're wearing sunscreen, so that sweat is going to be wiping away the sunscreen's protectants. So you do need to every 2 hours at the park. If you're at a water park, obviously you're going to have to do it every, I figure, hour, 45 minutes for the time that you're in the water, because most of them are now non-washable for a period of time or takes a long time for it to wear off. But still, you need that protection, especially in water, because the water reflects the sun and can be a little bit more intense than on dry land. Number two tip is hydrate and fuel up. Amongst the fun of an amusement park, we often neglect the simple things like staying hydrated and eating. Dehydration can cause headaches, upset stomach, and lethargy, which can be a dangerous combination in the hot sun on hot asphalt. Keep pumping fluids and eating small snacks throughout the day. And when it talks about drinking fluids, they're not just talking about soda pop and alcohol. You need to get water. What would be even better is a sports drink like Gatorade or Powerade or whatever. Something that's got electrolytes in it to keep you hydrated. You certainly don't want to try to stay hydrated with stuff like alcohol or soda. Yeah, they're liquids, and yeah, they do quench your thirst, but you got to think about how much water is in those items, as well as they could be dehydration causers as well. So definitely need to stay hydrated, and eating small snacks throughout the day is important as well. You shouldn't like eat a big breakfast and go to the park. I mean, eat a sensible light breakfast, bring a few snacks with you into the park, and then, you know, around 10 o'clock, 10:30, go ahead and take some time and eat a snack. And then you get your lunch at what, 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then have something for an afternoon snack. And then if you're gonna stay at the park, then you can look at dinner at 6:30 or whatnot. Or whatever. But make sure that you're eating throughout the day. Again, you don't want to eat a big meal right at the beginning of the day because you're going to be riding rides and whatnot. So eat a sensible breakfast and then just have snacks throughout the day just to keep your energy up, as well as continually drinking water, Gatorade, that kind of stuff to replenish fluids, because a lot of the parks out there, they use the black asphalt as their pavements. And, you know, you're standing in a long line in hot sun with hot asphalt underneath you, just baking away, and you could just feel the sweat coming out of you. You certainly need to stay hydrated to avoid hurting yourself or your health. Off limits. And there's a reason for the signs stating areas are off limits. They are there for your protection. Don't sneak through off-limit areas. It's just not worth it. And what kind of reminded me of that, that tip of off-limits, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Grown Ups, the first one with Adam Sandler and the rest of the gang. Well, they're at a water park, and they're sneaking through an off-limits area through a fence to get to a particular water slide. And that's what I thought of the off-limits. It's a good example of what you shouldn't do when you're at an amusement park or a water park. But it's there for your protection. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. There are areas that are off-limits because they are a danger. There may be some electrical issues going on, machinery, whatnot. It's best to just enjoy the rest of the park. There are areas that are off-limits, and there are reasons for that. So we need to be respectful of those areas and just enjoy the areas of the park that are open to us. The next tip here, it says your body talks. It does. Listen to your body throughout the day and rest when needed. Often we get so wrapped up in trying to do and see everything that we push our bodies to the limit, and that's so true. You know, you feel like with what you pay to get into a water park or an amusement park that you need to get your money's worth. So you're going to try to hit all the rides that you can. Try to shove in as much as you can in the time that you have to make the price of admission worth it. Now, I'm right there with you. I totally understand. But the other side of it is would you rather rush through and do and see everything and have like a little snippet of a memory here and there of whatnot? Or do you want to take your time, slow down, enjoy the experience? If you only make it to a few rides, you only see a few shows, at least you're creating better, enjoyable memories of that experience rather than, you know, complaining about having to wait in such long lines and this happened and that happened and a kid puked on me and then we had to wait for another ride and, you know, just rushing around and not really having any real memories of enjoyment of being there. So definitely listen to your body and rest when you need to. Amusement parks do have lots of refresher areas because they understand their clientele needs to take a rest during the day. So they do have covered areas, shaded areas, and areas where you can get a drink, or they've got misting areas to cool you down and stuff like that. So your body talks. Listen to it when you're at the amusement park. The next one is don't be silent. If you see a safety hazard or have a concern, talk to a park employee. They cannot resolve a safety issue if they aren't aware of it. So if you see a down power line or if you see some other hazard out there, you notice something, bring it to the attention of the park employee. Don't just assume that somebody else saw it and it's going to be taken care of. I would rather talk to a park employee and find out, oh, that's okay, sir. We got help on the way. Somebody's already aware of it and it's being taken care of, rather than let it go and somebody get hurt down the line because you didn't say anything. So if you do have a concern, if there are safety issues, you certainly need to talk to a park employee about that. Remember that. And the next tip is what you wear. Loose and baggy items, jewelry, free-flowing hair, all of these things could cause harm to yourself and others at an amusement park. Wear comfortable layered clothing so you can add and remove as the weather dictates. broken in closed toe shoes and leave the baggy stuff at home. Now, that one right there, broken in closed toe shoes, so important. You don't want to buy a brand new pair of shoes and go to an amusement park. On average, you're going to be walking easily 5 miles in a day at an amusement park, with going in and out and around to different areas, circling back several times, easily 5 miles in a 6 to 8 hour day at an amusement park. So you definitely don't want to do all that walking in a pair of shoes that aren't broken in. I could just imagine the blisters on your toes and on your heel from a brand new pair of shoes. Definitely, I wouldn't recommend wearing flip-flops or sandals or something like that. Certainly want to go with a closed-toe shoe just to protect your feet. You never know what could happen. It may, as you're stepping off, you may get caught in something. Who knows what could happen? But having that extra layer of protection of that closed toe of that shoe are going to be a lot better to protect your foot. Leave the baggy stuff at home. If you're wearing jewelry, make sure that it's well secured. Make sure you have your hair tied back and that it's not flying around, because if you're on a roller coaster, it could, who knows, get caught somewhere within the car or underneath the car or whatever, and you could end up with some serious injuries. Same with loose clothing. Could get caught on something as you're climbing out or into a ride. So just be safe. Wear comfortable clothes, not too comfortable. Comfortable shoes, and leave the jewelry at home, I guess. That'd probably be it. Know your limits. Most amusement parks have information both online and at the park regarding their rides. They spell out the health risks and restrictions for each ride. Be safe when you ride. Now, that's important. Thought that was interesting. I took the family to Great America a few weeks ago and just went on the website to see what rides were there. And amongst the list of the rides, it gives you the height and weight requirements. You know, like if you're pregnant, you shouldn't be riding this ride. If you're elderly, if you've got back problems, you know, all this kind of stuff. It lets you know what the requirements are and what to stay away from. So if your local amusement park, I know Michigan's Adventure, they have a website, does the same thing. Gives you weight restrictions, height restrictions, all that stuff on every ride in the park. So you can do your homework beforehand to find out, to better plan which rides you and your family members can go on. You know, everybody could go on Big John's Roller Coaster-rama, but Little Susie, because Little Susie's 2 inches too short, according to the information. So instead of waiting in a long line for Big John's Rollerama, Roller Coaster-rama, whatever, and then finding out when you get up there that, hey, Little Susie, she can't ride, you know all that beforehand. You know, stay away from Big John's, that you're going to have to go on something else. So know your limits. Rules. Now, rules are there not to be broken, but rather to keep you safe and help you and your family enjoy a day at the amusement park. They have rules as far as line jumping, rules and restrictions regarding their rides and everything like that. And it's all there to keep you safe. They want you to have a good experience. They want you to take away memories of being at their park, because, nine times out of 10, that if you had a good experience one time, you're going to want to come back and relive that experience. So they certainly don't want to do anything to harm any of their customers' experiences at their amusement park. So they do have rules in place in order to do that. So it's best to be respectful of the rules and understand why they're there. They're there not to be restrictive, to ruin your fun. They're there to make sure that you have fun. So just remember that. The next tip is have a plan. Before you even leave, have a plan of action. Make sure all members understand where you're going and what to do when you get separated. Nothing ruins a fun day at the park more than having to search around for lost party members. That's real important. It's best to have a plan. I always think of the movie Vacation, if you remember that, where Clark Griswold had the Atari computer hooked up to the TV, and he was giving the their plan, their vacation plan, their road trip across the country to go to Wally World. So exactly that. Have a plan beforehand. Sit down with the family and say, hey, okay, when we get to Walt Disney World, we are going to hit Epcot first. When we get to Epcot, we're going to go here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to have lunch here. We're going to go there. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It's best to have a plan so you know what you're going to do, and you're not, when you get there, trying to figure out what to do at what time. By having that plan of action in place, you and your family members know, okay, at such and such time, we need to be over here. And then also, what to do, have a plan as far as what to do when you get separated. If you get separated, then you know, okay, we're going to meet at Spaceship Earth. If we will meet up at Spaceship Earth at 11 o'clock if we get separated. So you know that if you get separated at 10:15, you know you need to be at Spaceship Earth at 11 o'clock because that's where they're going to be looking for you. You know, they do have walkie-talkies these days, and they do have, you know, everybody has cell phones and stuff like that, but not everybody has cell phones. Not everybody has walkie-talkies that they bring to the park. So have that plan of action in place so that if your party members do get separated, you can say, okay, if we get separated, we're going to meet at, again, like I said, like Spaceship Earth at 11 o'clock. So everybody knows at 11 o'clock they should all be at that one place. Lastly, the buddy system. Just like with hiking, just like with biking, this isn't just a good idea for elementary school field trips. It's always best to go in an amusement park with at least one other person. This way you could check on each other's well-being and have somebody there in case something does happen. Again, like I said, with biking, with hiking, snowmobiling, hunting, you want to use the buddy system. You want to bring somebody along with you. Not only to enjoy the day, but also to keep an eye on you. You keep an eye on them just to make sure that everybody has a good day at the park, safe day at the park. And that's what all these tips are all about. I mean, you go on vacation, you want to have a good time. So by remembering a lot of these tips, you're going to have a good time when you go to Walt Disney World, when you go to Great America, when you go to Kings Island or wherever, just so you can have a good time. But again, we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. If you're on a smartphone or a tablet, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. Again, that's m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can shoot us an email too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. If you're have a weird claim, I want to hear about it. Again, at the end of summer, we're doing, just before Labor Day, a Weird Claims podcast, and I want to get listeners' weird claims. I've got a few myself that I'm going to share, but I want to get some from our listeners to make a more personal connection. Like I said, I can go on the internet all day long and pull out weird claims stories of things that insurance companies have paid for. But I want to make this a little bit more personal, I guess. I want to have a connection with my audience, so I'm going to get audience members. You podcast listeners out there, if you have a weird claim, or maybe a relative or a friend of yours had a weird claim, shoot me an email. Give me an idea of what that weird claim was, marsiliains@gmail.com. Really love to put together a great podcast for the end of summer, and you could be a part of it. So, well, I do appreciate you tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I sure hope you have a good week. Take care.